By some of the laws, in regard to the person makes a mistake during Kriyas HaTorah, when does the Baal Kari have to go back? When are you supposed to correct it? What are you supposed to do? So Shulchan Aruch, beginning of Siman Kufman Beis, says, Kari V'Torah, if the person who's reading made a mistake, Afila B'Dikduk Ois Achas, even mispronouncing one word correctly in the Dikduk, L'Achiz Machzirinu, so we make him go back. He should read it properly with the correct Dikduk. Mishabura adds that this is true whether he's still in that pasuk, whether he even finished that aliyah. So the next person will get an aliyah, but go back to that point. Comes the Ramah. The Ramah says that this is only dafka shinish mishtan al yedei zeho inyan. It's that which is the halacha that you go back. That's only if it would change the understanding of what the word is supposed to mean. But if a person made a mistake in the Guinness Atam of a Nikud, a person made a mistake in the trup or in the barrelization, we do not make him go back, but we are goyering him. Now, goyering him doesn't mean that we have to scream at him and yell at him, which means we correct him on the spot. We don't make him go back afterwards. Mishabura adds that there are certain scenarios where a change in the Guinness Atam or the Nikud would change what it means, and therefore you would go back. So we'll clarify some of those points with Hashem in the next Yeshurim. Just want to bring up now one more point that Mishabura brings from the Chubas Maran Mintz, that he says that a chazan the person who's laying has to review what he's going to lay carefully. That should be shkura b'fiv. He should be comfortable with reading it. Excuse me, to read it with all the diktukim. Be mesogim, that he should read the masik properly. Le'alel milra. You mean a small, and you should be able to know all of those points. Now, if you don't know what those words mean, we definitely have a problem. You shouldn't be laning. He should read in a comfortable pace, not quickly. He might end up swallowing a letter. A lot of ooze and haze get lost that way. And therefore, a person should be careful to review them beforehand. Actually, the halach is that anytime a person is saying something for the tzibur, he has to review it at least one time beforehand. So that's true for Kriyas HaTorah. It's also true for Haftarah. A person gets Haftarah, a person really should read the Haftarah beforehand at least once. So if he knows earlier on that he's getting Haftarah, he should look it over at least one time. Over here in the yeshiva, on Shabbos, they do the Mishrach Becharlem between the Kriya after the Maftar and before the Haftarah. Gives the person who gets the Maftar time to look over the Haftarah before he reads the Haftarah, because the halacha is a person reading for the Tzibur has to look it over beforehand at least one time. So even though he's reading from a Sefer, we don't have a Tanakh yet, the Klaf yet, Bez Hashem, but not yet. But he would still have to look it over beforehand. A Kal Bachar, a person is going to Elaining, a person has to look over beforehand. Have a good morning.